With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Rhinelander Curling Club formed just 2 years ago, and it's already sending two teams to national competitions. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Rhinelander Curling Club's men's and women's teams will be competing in Las Vegas this fall. Peter Claudiel and Gene Rice are the skips or captains of their respective four-person teams. They've curled with other clubs before Rhinelander started its own. Still, they had very low expectations going into the state competition.
Because it was the first time, I did not have real high expectations, I'll admit that. So agreeing to just do one match, one and done, was okay with the lacrosse team as well. And we pulled off a win, which was wonderful. A bit of a surprise, but wonderful.
The national championship they'll be competing in is for arena clubs. Those are ones that don't have their own facilities and are often competing for ice time with hockey players and ice skaters. They'll be competing against 12 teams at Curl Vegas in October.
It's mostly just, well, for me, it's just to have fun.
Exactly. And something the experience different. Of it all. And yeah, we'll be able to hopefully add some information to future teams, provide the experience.
I have a, because we play five games, minimum five games at the Nationals. So my first goal is to win a game. And then after that, it's, you know, it's gravy.
The Rhinelander Curling Club hopes to build up to a club team with its own dedicated space. But Claudiel says they still need to build up membership before they can get there. He encourages people to come try it out when it starts back up this fall.
I like the sport. I like the chess match that the strategy of scoring and setting up your game. I also like the camaraderie, and I've met some of the nicest people curling. Everybody that curls is pretty nice, but some of the nicest people, that's probably the biggest thing.
The Rhinelander Curling Club holds Learn to Curls every Sunday night and Monday mornings during their season. They expect to start those up again in early November. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Indigenous people across North America are rallying to plead for sustained responses to violence in their communities. Today is Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. The FBI says it has about 4,300 open cases involving missing people, deaths, and abuse that disproportionately affect Indian country. Events include prayer walks, self-defense classes, marches, and speeches at state capitals to plead for better cooperation among law enforcement agencies. Many are painting their faces with red handprints to symbolize the violence and show unity with survivors. Indigenous women are more than twice as likely to be homicide victims than the national average. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says every American should be concerned about chilling suggestions from President Donald Trump's top border advisor. Tom Homan suggested that Evers could be arrested over guidance the Democrat issued to state employees about what to do if confronted by federal immigration agents. Evers says the goal of the guidance is simple.
To provide clear, consistent instructions to state employees and ensure they have a lawyer to help them comply with all federal and state laws. Nothing more, nothing less.
Homan told reporters wait and see what's coming when asked about the Evers memo on Thursday. Evers said he is not afraid or discouraged after the comments.
These threats represent a concerning trajectory in this country. We now have a federal government that will threaten or arrest an elected official or even everyday American citizens who have broken no laws, committed no crimes, and done nothing wrong.
Evers guidance advised state employees to contact an attorney immediately and ask the officers to return if an attorney is unavailable. The memo also advises state workers not to turn over paper files or give ICE officers access to computers without first consulting with the state agency's attorney and not to answer questions from the agents. As President Donald Trump moves beyond the 100-day mark, a Michigan political expert takes a closer look, especially at executive orders issued early on. Crystal Blair reports.
President Trump has signed 139 executive orders, more than any other president in their first 100 days. Some of his most controversial moves include banning transgender women from female sports, ending birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants, and pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. So far, more than 255 lawsuits have been filed against the president's policies and orders. Matt Grossman is a political science professor at Michigan State University who says many of Trump's first short-term executive orders were symbolic, but recent ones have more teeth.
They've been followed with a lot more executive agency action. The record so far is very poor in terms of getting pretty immediate restraining orders and other blocks and pauses on the administrative actions.
On Tuesday, Trump rallied in Michigan, where supporters praised his accomplishments from mass deportations to tariff enforcement and cutting federal bureaucracy. Crystal Blair reporting.
As temperatures warm up, plenty of motorcyclists will be hitting the roads. Drivers need to stay attentive to keep everyone on the road safe. Sue Vertz is a coordinator with Abate of Wisconsin and Share the Road. Vertz says drivers need to keep their eyes open for motorcyclists, and those taking their bikes out need to remember that spotting them can be a challenge, both for other drivers and wildlife.
I had a friend that was killed by a drunk driver, and that caught to my heart very dearly. And a couple weeks ago, I had another friend. I don't know if a deer hit him or he hit a deer on his bike, and the deer won.
Bird says everyone on the road is just trying to get to their destination. Share the Road offers free classes for all drivers to attend. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.